Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Welcome to this mid-month check-in. How are you doing? How are you focusing? Go back and listen to episode 284 to feel into how the Five of Wands is treating you this month. The invitation is to focus. Are you focused or are you feeling scattered? Let's just check in without any judgment. Here we are. Have I been focusing? Have I been feeling scattered? Let me tell you what, I've been both for sure. I have big things happening in my life, one of which requires great focus, one of which requires me to let go, surrender, and allow myself to expand in ways that I didn't think I was ready for, but here they are. How is this month treating you, and what ways are you using in order to focus? One of my ways is meditation. Another of my ways is this like sauna wrap thing that I got that's infrared and it's nice and warm. I am going to pull an animal card for us as well from Colette Baron Reed. She has an animal spirit deck. So that is going to support us in our focusing for the rest of March. Here it is. Lion spirit. Be generous of spirit. Lion spirit. Feel into your lion golden heart. This is our message. Once again, this is by Colette Baron Reed in her Spirit Animal Oracle deck. Oracle message, a healthy ego means you ease God's order instead of edging God out. Lion spirit's appearance is a reminder that you have been given the gift of pride and a healthy sense of your worth to express your divine, authentic self in a unique way. You are both the king and the queen, secure in your prosperity and wisdom, and generous of spirit as you help others. Take pride in your ability to serve from the heart. Contentment with what you have right now allows you to use your resources wisely as you give to others in ways that educate, heal, inspire, and delight. Be proud yet humble. Practice gratitude, and you will find that the accolades that come to you are no match for the joy of knowing what you have been able to do for others through expressing the bounty of generosity within you. Lion Spirit knows there is a great savanna before you and many who will benefit from the healthy expression of your unique set of gifts if you choose to work in partnership with Spirit. All your relationships flourish as you express your worth and generosity of spirit with humility and kindness. What a blessing you can be to all. So pulling it back to the Five of Wands, focus with your generous heart. Let the generous heart that is you lead from that space of focus. All is amazing. And here's the protection message, just in case this part resonates with you even more. Do you doubt you can do much good? Are you stuck in a state of scarcity, thinking, who am I to lead? Or who am I to step into my dreams? Who am I to have an amazing relationship? Who am I to think I can help? Lion Spirit is here to tell you that the antidote for low self-esteem is stepping into healthy pride. Of course you can do all that you desire. The spark of great spirit lives inside you, and you are here to steward that amazing energy into the world. Lion Spirit knows that great spirit invested in you so that you might be a channel for spirit's love and generosity. Take pride in your role, seeking to bring an abundance of love into the world. Perhaps you do much good already, but you're feeling unappreciated, wanting to hold back your gifts and hoard them for yourself. Maybe you are looking for attention and praise. Maybe you were even being generous with the expectation that you would be entitled to a repayment. Know that the real magic happens when you remember there was always enough and you are always enough. Give freely without agenda or expectation. and let Lion Spirit remind you that in giving you receive. Then you will see that you are appreciated. Stop comparing yourself to others and seeing yourself as less than, for within you is a wellspring of generosity. In being alive, we are generous. We're generous with every breath. If you have to, think about the fact that every single time you exhale, you're giving to the world what it needs from you. As you inhale, the world is giving you what you need from it. There's always a balanced exchange, and it is always absolutely beautiful. So focus from your generous heart. Don't worry if you're feeling scattered. This is a huge time for expansion. So you're going to feel a little scattered. You're going to feel a little chaotic. No worries. Focus within that generous heart of yours and let the chaos move itself around you as you flow forward in ease and joy and clarity. Thanks so much for being here. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and focus and then some more. We'll talk soon. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.